The conversation surrounding guns, violence, background checks, and red flag laws continue this week. After mass shootings earlier this month, Governor Asa Hutchinson called for future hate crime legislation in Arkansas, and he discussed that with us on this show last week. On Sunday, he sat down for more than 20 minutes with our partner, Roby Brock, to talk further. The governor says there is a national conversation going on, but he told Roby he's reluctant to embark on a series of gun control legislation. He says controlling guns is not the right solution.
Well, you know, whenever you look at mass killings, we've seen airplanes used for that purpose. You've seen machete attacks used for that purpose, and you've seen firearms used for that purpose. And the United States is a huge population. And so obviously there's a lot of focus, and we do have more than what we would like. But it is something that you see, whether it's in Sweden or whether it's in Australia. You've seen these type of attacks as well, some of them for the same type of radicalized purposes. But there's a national conversation going on, and it's going to continue to look at all aspects of that. But I know that it first starts with, first of all, the individual and their heart, and that somebody is very evil that does this. So we got to address, what, to the extent that we can, how do you have better hearts in America? And then secondly, you know, it's about enforcement, and that's what we go to first. Let's enforce the law. Let's gather the intelligence on it. I think you've got to look at the mental health. I don't see, well, I think it's a fair discussion on making sure that our laws are effective and keeping felons from having it, or those with adjudicated mental illness from having firearms they shouldn't have access to. Let's tighten up those legitimate areas of concern. That's a fair discussion.
You can find that entire conversation at talkbusiness.net. For their conversation this week, Roby and John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, discussed the governor's comments. John Brummett says he's considered the governor's approaches to guns at length.
I've called myself sort of the Asa whisperer. I think I can see inside him, and I think there's a moderate in there, and it comes out from time to time. And when he's being right-wing, he's only doing so because he has to. Possibly, because if he wants to run again, or if, in case John Bozeman should decide to retire, and Asa would go for the Senate running in rural Arkansas for the U.S. Senate, he is not going to give an inch on guns, because he's got to appeal to the rural gun culture. The other possibility is that I'm wrong, that he's just the same right-winger we always thought he was, who occasionally sometimes has a little hiccup and does a moderate thing. But your interview, and it was fascinating, because he speaks with some compassion and command, having been a former U.S. attorney and the deputy director of Homeland Security, about the white supremacist, and he says the right things about that, and the hate crime law is something that we need. Well, you get him on something not really that horribly controversial, such as a red flag law. And I wrote Sunday, I mean, he gives some legal arguments against a red flag law, but then I ask him, well, will you take the lead in trying to resolve that and make it an administration bill? I thought he was going to come out of a chair. What? Me? Make that an administration bill? No, I mean, he's passive on that. And then you ask him about every gun restrictive legislation in sight, and he's against all of them. And on the issue of background checks, you use the phrase universal mandatory background checks. Well, he'll, okay, universal mandatory. I could watch his mind working. I got that. Well, you talk about that, then if a neighbor wants to sell a gun to a neighbor, they've got to go through all this background check. We can't have universal mandatory background checks. As I understand the Toomey Manchin bill, which is the one thing that has a chance in the U.S. Senate, they've now amended personal relationships, friendships, and kinfolk up to cousin level from that requirement. In other words, you got to do paperwork if you sell a car to them, but you can sell them a semi-automatic weapon and they can't be bothered. He relied on that sort of kill that straw man. My judgment on the Twitter, which I'll repeat here, is that he's just scared. He's just scared of the rural gun culture, less than the NRA, maybe scared of them, but they're kind of in an administrative mess. I think he's just afraid to cross them by indicating anything that suggests a concession. There's that. The other possibility is that he's just right-wing on guns. So
Yeah, and he has had an affiliation with the NRA for a long, long time.
He was their hired man after Sandy Hook, so don't forget that.
Right, and I do think, too, I mean, because I threw the question of open carry out there to him as well, and he believed that that would be a deterrent for people. If there are more people with guns in public places, that would definitely...
Didn't he answer that in the context... See, he's always... He answered that in the context of, well, there was a security guard who was at the... not a Walmart security guard in El Paso, but a person who was a security guard who wished he would have had his gun there. And then he made some quick aside about training. You know, his report after Sandy Hook for the NRA was less arm the teachers and less arm school personnel, but only with training. His reaction to the NRA bill for guns everywhere in Arkansas was, yeah, but with more hours of training. So he relies on that, but he doesn't want to even hint that if you want to carry your gun openly in Arkansas, Ace Hutchinson has a problem with it. He will say, well, we need training, you know. If you want an enhanced carry, maybe you need to sit through 30 more minutes of class or whatever. Yeah. But he's not going to cross that culture. And, you know, in the current Arkansas political culture, dominated by rural conservative vote, well, not dominated, but heavily influenced by that, particularly for a Republican, it's either his true convictions or political necessity or both.
Casinos.
Casino.
We're going to be hearing a whole lot about them this week. So in Pope County, as you and I sit down, we are approaching a deadline for casino proposals to be given to the Pope County Quorum Court. They will meet on Tuesday night to pick one. Two of the five casino operators say it's already a done deal that the Cherokee Nation is going to get it in combination with Jerry Jones Legends entertainment venue. And then Thursday, the Racing Commission meets. My prediction, you argue with me on this one if you believe differently. Litigation is what I see in the crystal ball coming here. This is going to get legally very complicated.
I think so. I mean, by that, I assume you mean just one lawsuit maybe you could handle, but there may be crossfires here and back and forth.
You've got one casino proposal that's already appealing their rejection by the commission, which is going to happen on Thursday, and now you got these other two that say the fix is in.
Big picture stuff here, incredible change of mood up there. Pope County had this, Pope County voted against the casino amendment that authorized it. They had a local group that got passed this legally dubious referendum. It's not in the state amendment that the public has to vote on this. That was all the rage 6-8 months ago. Mm-hmm. Now they're telling me that the quorum court and county judge are going to do this. They're telling me they're going to do this thing Tuesday night, probably ignore this public vote. That's not even an issue anymore. Then you've got every well-connected leading political lobbying consulting group involved in one side or the other. Then you've got, I literally, in reading the Democrat Gazette piece Sunday, which I thought was a good piece, I couldn't have imagined another way to write it. I was drawing a diagram to try to figure out who is who. Who's got the Hard Rock? Who's with Jerry Jones and Steinbrenner's outfit? But the final thing is, you and I spend a lot of time going up and down that road from Little Rock to Northwest Arkansas. That's where most of the commerce and political activity, that's you got business up there, and I go make talks up there a lot. Russellville is a stopping off place already. A couple of good burger places there. this could be a thing. Arkansas River Valley thing, it really could, and the stakes thus.
It's in a sweet spot, you're saying.
It's a sweet spot, and maybe that was going to be the case all along with all the talk about it. If you got a chance to create an entertainment venue and a tourist attraction right there in a place where there's heavy, heavy cross-country, cross-state, Little Rock to Northwest Arkansas traffic, I'm stopping there every time I go for a burger. Well, I'm not going to stop for a casino. I mean, I'm not. But there might be something spring up around it.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can also be found at ArkansasOnline.com. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. Their conversations are heard almost every Tuesday on Ozarks at Large.